everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is alive and well and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say and share with his people. And I know I always say that, but it's true. As I endeavored and drew near to the Lord, he drew near to me. And he taught me things that I couldn't normally know. Good things. And from obeying him, I learned things that I could have learned no other way. And it's important. I know that everybody needs his love and his knowledge. And it can make your life so much better. And all that you're doing. The Lord our God is concerned about every aspect of our lives. So if we do the things that he said do, and not treat it like a suggestion, but just do those things as a father would give his son and his daughters the best advice ever. When fathers that do their job, they guide their children in life. And their advice is good. Their knowledge is good and pure. It's detectable. It's detectably good. And sometimes children know if they do these things, they'll be better off. My mother used to say, if you would just study your lesson, she could see how my life would be so much better. She was a teacher. But I wouldn't study on my own when I was a child. I knew it was important, and I could tell that she saw something that I didn't see. I knew that as a child. But lesson in my world was pointless. What I saw and what she saw was two different things. She had seen the results of getting an education and how it can bless your life. And over time, your life would be something to see. And she knew what happened to people that are not educated. And they have a hard time getting work where they can. And the work only lasts for a while. They get laid off. But people who become educators, or people who get an education and do things, they make a lot of money. And she knew this. She knew my life would be so much better if I would have just listened. And so does God. God knows that if you do the things he say do, it's going to work. And you're going to love it. And that's how it is. But you don't always see what God sees. You don't always see what your parents see. One of my cousins, he told me years ago, he was smart in school. He listened to his mother. He became an engineer. And he said, I was so glad I went on to finish college. He said, when I got out of college, he got a good job, and he moved to, he said he wanted to live where it's always sunny, so he moved to California. And he said, I got those big checks. he didn't know the magnitude of what would happen if he finished his course. And he finished, and he got big checks. I mean, back in the time he finished college, when his paycheck, he could probably buy a car with it. Just one or two, he could buy a brand new car. And then he was able to do some good things, and it was a blessing. And we need to do the same thing in life. If, as we listen to the Lord, he will show you how things work. Now, I happen to be a mechanic. That's what I love. I love to fix things. And I love what I do. I made a decision a long time ago that I wanted to work with my hands, and I did it by choice. And I could have gone to college to be an engineer, but I like working with my hands. I wouldn't be as happy in a in an office somewhere, designing things. I would like it, but I wouldn't love it. I love working with my hands. And I like to build things. I don't like to just design it and let somebody else build it. I like to design it and build it. Now, the reason I'm like that, that's how God made me. I don't know. I would rather be hands-on. And I like to work. I love my work. And I would really rather make something than fix something. But more people need things fixed than, it'll take a lot more to make things. I can do that, but I like what I do. I'm happy. Now, when you find something that you fit, you're going to plant yourself in it. It's good. My work is fun to me. It's hard. It's hard work. It's not easy, but it's fun to me. I enjoy it. But the principles of God, you know, being a mechanic, I like to know how things work. And that might be why I'm good at being a mechanic. I like to know how things work. Even people. I like to know how they think and process. Because God made us. And I love people because I love God. I love God because I love people. And He first loved me. He gave me the pattern of love, and I want it. I want more of His understanding. I enjoy living and learning and learning how to operate according to His life. I love life. Now, when you draw near to the Lord, you're going to learn things about life and how it works. Now, Jesus once said that the children of this world, they're better at operating their system than the children of light, their system. But if you learn how life works, it's so much better. And see, the things of God, don't just grudgingly do it. Don't just grudgingly do His word. Do His word on purpose. Be determined about it. Do it on purpose. Do it because you want to. I want to pray. I want to learn. I want to obey God. And I confess that I'll do all that's in His heart. I said, Lord, wherever I've gone on a tangent and don't realize, I want You to bring me back to the center line. Bring me back to that narrow path. See, sometimes you can deviate without knowing it. I depend on the Lord to be righteous, and I depend on Him to stay righteous. The blood of Jesus made me righteous. That's the only reason I'm righteous. I was made righteous, and I'm complete in Him. And that's good. I don't need props and crutches to be complete. I've been made alive. I don't need props and crutches to prove how smart I am or how successful I am. I've been made in His image to be successful. I am success. I am successful. And all of that I do works. Everything that I put my hand to is blessed because I bless it. Everything that I'm doing, whether it looks like it or not, is working. Because I'm doing things after God's order. I put my best efforts into what God reveals to me. And then I take care of my own business as well, according to how I learn from Him. And all of my mistakes and failures, they're useful. You can learn from failures. Your failure can be your teacher. If you fail, now I just go back to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, I fail here. I missed the mark there. I didn't know what I was doing, but why? What was going on? How can I avoid the same situation? And then I listen to Him. and I apply faith to what he say. Now, the parable of the sower, you know, the sower sows the word, right? And people treat the word how they want to. Now, I used to look at this parable. We mainly look at it as people getting saved. All right? The sower sowed the word, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell among stony ground, and when the sun came, it shot up, but it didn't have any roots, didn't have much root. So when the sun came up, it withered away. And then some was sown among thorns, and it didn't have enough nutrients, and it couldn't bring forth fruit because of the weeds and the thorns sucking all the nutrients out of the ground. And then some fell on good ground, and it brought forth fruit with patience. Now, I love Mark's translation of that, but I think it was Luke's translation where it said they brought forth fruit with patience. Now, it takes time to bring forth fruit. But patience is a waiting faith. It believes in the it's patient in the duration. The faith stays on because of your patience and your peace. See, once you begin faith, it stays on by peace and patience. If you become impatient, you'll quit. And if you wander out of peace, you'll quit. If you yield your peace. Stay in peace and stay in patience, and your faith will always be on. I promise you it will. Now, when you go forward in life, whatever word you've heard, you treat it, you receive that word in good ground, right? And you have success because you kept the word and you live from the heart. The will is formed in the heart. The life of God grows in your heart and you speak it. And you put a demand on the promises of God and you receive them by your faith. Everything works this way. Now, sometimes people do this. When it comes to salvation, they believe God. Their heart is good ground. And sometimes when they get sick, sometimes they may believe God and the words of the word of God that gives you faith for healing gets in the heart, and they speak it, and it produces fruit of healing. They're in faith about their healing, and they get healed. Whether they were strong or weak. If they were strong, they believe the word and they get healed. And then some are they go to church and the elders lay hands on them and pray for them and they get healed. And sometimes when they're around the anointing and they go up for prayer, they get healed because they believe for it. Our part is to believe the word of God. And sometimes a person can actually have good, their heart can be good ground for salvation and stony ground for healing. Because false teachers have taught against it. And they don't have the faith they need for it. They're like the seed sown among thorns. Doubts and distractions keep them from their promises. So it is with the will of God. When God reveals something for you to do, a part that you have to play, another part of His will, new instruction, you have to meet it with faith in a good heart. You can't let your heart be stony ground or thorny ground. especially not wayside ground. See, wayside, that's hard ground. That's where everybody tread. That's where the horses trot. That's where the cars roll over. That's the dirt road that cars drive on. You're not going to get food, anything to grow on the wayside. Because whatever begin to grow will be trampled over. And the ground is so hard, the seeds sit on top and the birds see it and they come get it. The birds are the demons. When people reject the word and become stubborn, the enemy come and make sure that that word don't get in their heart. So the challenge from the pushback is from the world system. Everything that's a part of the world system pushes back against the knowledge of God. People put their opinions on the top shelf and not God's word. And they don't really mean any harm, but their thinking process is the same as the world's thinking process. So they give you poor advice, worldly advice, naysay advice, antichrist advice. And so many people, they think the world gives them opportunities. They feel like the world made them better off. But that's not the way it is. God loves you. And we need to know him. We need to understand him. We need to be like him. We need to do good. Because he's good and he's wonderful for us. He blesses us all in every way. God is generous and he's a blessing. And I thank the Lord for it. And I want to do all that's in his heart. I know how good he is. And I want to obey all that he speaks. Because every time I listen to him, I'm so happy that I did. I'm so much better off. I'm so blessed. I want to do all this in his heart. That's my great desire. I know it's going to be right if I listen to him. It's a blessing. A privilege. Prayer is a privilege. You can talk to God. Sometimes the church don't have enough revelation to know how valuable that is. Now, sometimes if you put things another way, you begin to see how valuable it is. If a well-known billionaire was coming to town and he was going to give a speech about how to build a thriving business and tell you his deepest secrets, people would pay $1,000 a plate just to go and listen to him. They do it. I mean, they really do. They pay the ex-presidents $200,000 and $300,000 just to come speak. Just to come do a speech. And the information, I don't know how good it is or how bad it is. But they get paid to come and speak. And people want them there to listen to that wisdom. And businessmen. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. God, all knowledge comes from God. It's not perfect, but it's, you know, man's wisdom is not perfect. But Jesus said the Holy Spirit, when he has come, will guide you into all truth. Now, let's think about it for a minute. All truth. All truth. Truth. Why is it that Christians don't seek the Lord about how to build a business? Because the Lord knows how to do it. The Word of God reveals how to live. Now, the Lord have taught me many things about business. And my life took better and better turns for the better as I learned from him. I didn't learn it all in one day, but over time I learned. I learned principles. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things will be added. And how far will you take it? How much wisdom will you receive? That depends on how far you actually go. But I promise you, the faster you begin, the faster you'll get there. It's going to work. Whatever he give you to do, if you do it, if you run your business or your life according to his word, you will have success. And you're going to love it. But if you do it the way of the world, it's not so much. Men like to make their own rules. But the problem is, their own rules don't always work. The only part of their rules that work is when they happen to line up with the Word of God. And some people have great success, but because of how they do things, they ruin their success. They destroy it with wrong knowledge. Consider these things well, because God has so much to say to his people. And your life can be so much better off. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life, wherever you invite him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.